Would you turn with me to a number of scriptures?
请我们一起来读几处的圣经。
First of all, in the Roman letter of the Apostle Paul,
罗马书,
and chapter 8,
第八章,
we will read just one verse tonight.
我们只读一节,
verse 29,
29节,
For whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren.
29节, 因为他预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样, 使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
Then in the second letter of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians,
格林多后书,
chapter 4,
第四章,
verse 6, 第六节, Seeing it is God that said, Light shall shine out of darkness, who shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ, Jesus the Messiah.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神的荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
Now chapter 3 and 1 verse, verse 18. But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are transformed into the same image, from glory to glory, even as from the Lord the Spirit.
18节 我们众人既然敞着脸，得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
Then if you will turn to the Old Covenant, to the Old Testament, to Genesis and chapter 32.
我们再打开旧约创世纪32章。
From verse 24.
我们要从24节看起,
and Jacob was left alone, and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was strained as he wrestled with him. And he said, Let me go. For the day breaks. And he said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me.
32章24节，只剩下雅各一人，有一人来和他摔跤，直到黎明。那人看见自己胜不过他，就将他的大腿窝摸了一把。雅各的大腿窝正在摔跤的时候就扭了。 那人说,天黎明了,容我去吧。雅各说,你不给我祝福,我就不容你去。And
he said unto him, What is thy name? And he said, Jacob. And he said, Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For thou hast striven with God and with men, and hast prevailed. And Jacob asked him and said, Tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, Wherefore is it that thou dost ask after my name? And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel. For said he, I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. And the sun rose upon him as he passed over Peniel, and he limped. Upon his thigh.
27节，那人说：“你名叫什么？”他说：“我名叫雅各。”那人说：“你的名字不再叫雅各，要叫以色列，因为你与神与人较力，都得了胜。”雅各问他说：“请你将你的名告诉我。”那人说：“何必问我的名？” 于是就在那里给他祝给雅各祝福，雅各便给那个地方起名叫皮努以勒，意思说我面对面见了神，我的性命仍得保全。日头刚出来的时候，雅各经过皮努以勒，他的大腿就瘸了。
And one last verse in the New Covenant in the Hebrew letter chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章。
Verse 21.
二十一节。
By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning upon the top of his staff.
希伯来书十一章二十一节，雅各因着信，临死的时候给约瑟的两个儿子各自祝福，扶着杖头敬拜神。
Just a further word of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
We've already prayed, Lord, for the speaking of your word, for the translating of it, and for the hearing of it.
主，我们已经为着讲员、翻译的、听到的每一位祷告了。
We just want to recognize, Lord, that without the anointing, it will amount to nothing.
我们要在你面前向你承认。如果不是圣灵的膏抹做工，我们所有做的都是徒然。
But you have provided that anointing.
但是主，我们感谢你，你把这样的膏油已经为我们预备了。
And the Holy Spirit makes it a living reality.
圣灵也把这一个膏油变成我们的实际。
On the basis of your finished work, we stand into that anointing for the speaking.For the translating and for the hearing.
而且是根据我们的主在十字架上所完成的救赎，因此我们站在这个根基上，我们来支取这个恩膏，为着讲员，为着翻译，为着所有听到的人。
Meet with us, Lord.
求主今天遇见我们。
Touch us, Lord.
摸到我们。
Touch us in such a way as you did Jacob, we shall never be the same again.
好像你当年在雅各的身上摸到他，他再也不一样，我们也是应当如此。
Touch us in such a way, Lord, that we will bear the marks in our being.
主摸到我们，让我们的身上带着你的印记。
Hear our prayer, Lord.
听我们的祷告。
We are living in such dark days.
因为我们现在所在的时代是何等的黑暗。
And the time is so short.
而那个日子何等的短少。
Have mercy upon us, Lord.
求你怜悯我们。
And meet us.
求你遇见我们。
We shall be careful to give you all the praise and worship of our hearts for answering this our prayer.
我们把所有的感谢赞美归给你，因为你答应我们的祷告。
And we ask it in the name of our Messiah, the Lord Jesus.
我们乃是奉主耶稣基督宝贵的尊名祷求祷告。
Amen. Amen.Well, I cannot imagine that on this last evening of this conference you don't know what the theme is.
我无法想象到这个最后一个晚上，如果你还不知道我们大会的主题。
It is, of course, being conformed to the image of God's Son.
我们的主题乃是磨成神儿子的形象。
And my responsibility has been, we shall be like.
那我的分题呢，是我们都要像他。
It is the predestined purpose of God that every child of God should be changed into the likeness of the Lord Jesus.
神在老早就已经预定了，所有蒙恩的儿女都应当像他的儿子。
The problem is very simple.
而问题本身非常简单。
It is a question of the lordship of the Lord Jesus.
就是耶稣基督在我们身上是不是掌权做主。
Where he is Lord, there is transformation.
他如果在哪里掌权，哪里就有改变。
Where you are Lord, there is paralysis.
但是如果是你个人掌权在你的生命中，在那里灵性就僵化。
You don't grow.
你不会成长。
You are not changed.
你不会改变。
The beauty of the Lord is not upon you.
主耶稣的荣美没有办法在你的身上
表现。It is a question of who is boss.
所以问题就是谁是老板？
Are you the boss?
你是你的老板吗？
Or is he the boss?
或者主是你的主？
In practical terms.
很简单的来讲。
Is it the lordship of the spirit?
是不是在你的身上有圣灵的主权？
Has he the keys of your life?
他是不是有你所有生命中的钥匙？
Of your personal life.
是你个人的生命。
Of your family life.
你的家庭的生活。
Of your business life.
你的事业。
Of church life.
你的教会的生活。
Of the service of God.
你对神的侍奉。
When we retain the keys,
当我们自己抓住这个钥匙的时候，
we can be immersed in activity.
可能你很忙碌，每天有许多的工作。
You can work and work and work.
你可以忙的连一点时间都没有。
We can have 1,000 routines.
你每天有1,000件的忙碌的事。
We can have methodology.
你也有很多的方法。
Techniques.
技术。
Steps to this and steps to that.
怎么样做这件事，怎么样做成那一件事。
But it is our work.
但是说来说去是你个人的工作。
It is not the Lord's work.
并不是主的工作。
Only when we are co-workers together with God.
除非我们真的愿意与他同工。
When we're under His lordship.
乃是在他的主权之下。
Then there is all the provision we need.
如果是这样，神一切的恩典与能力都够我们来用。
I cannot think of any subject more important than this being transformed into the image of God's Son.
我不能想象还有任何其他的题目能够比这个题目更重要，就是磨成他儿子的形象。
Think.
好好的想一想。
You will carry nothing into eternity but what God does in your life.
你的一生没有一件事情能够带进永世，除非是神在你身上所完成的。
You came into this world naked, and you will go out of this world naked.
你是空空的来的进入这个世界，你也光光的离开这个世界。
All your money will be left to others.
所有你一生赚的钱都留给别人。
Think of it.
好好想一想。
Jews and Chinese are much alike in this matter.
在这个点上，犹太人跟中国人是蛮像的。
Think about it.
好好的想一想。
You cannot take a single dollar with you.
Penny.
Penny.
你一分钱都带不走。
Not a single one.
一分钱也带不走。
You can't even take the clothes you're wearing with you.
何况你的衣服也带不走。
Nor the jewelry.
你的这个、
Nor the titles before your name.
所有你一生所赚来的这些
Nor the degrees after you.
学位也带不走。
Nor the property you have.
你的财产也带不走。
You can take nothing but what God does in you.
你所有累积的没有一个带得走，除非是神自己在你身上所做过的工。
This is what I mean about facing reality.
这就是我这次一直强调面对现实。
We spend so much of our time and energy upon that which we can't take with us.
我们一生花了好多的时间精力在一些事情是带没有永远价值的。
Spiritual character is the only thing that you take into eternity.
就是属灵的性格，主的性格是真正能够带进永世。
In the first letter of the Apostle Paul to the Corinthians,
在哥林多前书这样说
，and chapter 10,
第十章
，and verse 11,
第十一节
，we read these amazing words.
我们读了这几句
Now these things happened unto them by way of example.And they were written for our admonition or instruction, upon whom the ends of the ages have come.
他们遭遇这些事，都要作为鉴戒， 并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。
I want to talk about one of the most remarkable examples in all the 66 books of the Bible.
今天晚上我要讲到在圣经66卷书里面最重要的一个例子。
It is the story of Jacob.
就是雅各一生的故事。
Here is an example of being transformed into the likeness of the Messiah.
在这个人身上，你可以看到神怎么样改变一个人，磨成神儿子的形象。
He took all the power of God.
神所有的力量。
All the grace of God.
所有的恩典。
And all the patience of God.
神所有的忍耐。
No character in the Word of God.Was more difficult than Jacob.
神好像在所有人身上做工，没有一个人比雅各更难做的。
He gave the Lord so much problem.
他给我们的神带来许多的困难。
I think there are some here tonight that could give the Lord nearly as much problem.
我想今天晚上在座的可能也有几位，少数几位可以跟雅各相比。
It is amazing.
这是非常稀奇。
God never called his people Abraham.
神从来没有叫他的选民做亚伯拉罕。
He never called them Isaac.
也没有叫他们以撒。
He never called them Joseph.
也没有叫他们约瑟。
He never even called them Moses.
更没有叫他们摩西。
He called them Jacob.
神叫他的选民雅各。
Jacob and Israel.
与以色列。
Two names of one man.
这两个名字是一个人。
I think that within that act of God lies your story and my story.
在这一个典型的例子里头，他一生的故事就包含了你一生我一生的故事都在这个里面。
The Lord took the lowest denominator.
我们的神在人类中选了一个最大公约数来作为例子。
And saved him.
然后救他。
And redeemed him.
救赎他。
And transformed.
然后改变他。
Here.Is true predestination.
这里你就看到什么叫做真正的预定。
Why did the Lord do this?
为什么我们的神做这样的？
Why do we have that incredible statement with which the old covenant ends?
在这里，整个的旧约是这样结束的。
Jacob, I have loved.
神说，雅各，我曾经爱过你。
Why did God love Jacob?
为什么神爱这样的一个人？
Why did he love him so much?
神是那样的爱他。
Why does he bring those 39 books of the old covenant to the end with these words? Yet Jacob, I have loved.
为什么在39卷旧约书结束的时候，神会说，雅各，我曾经爱过你？
Don't ask me.
你不用问我。
I only know that God loves me.
我知道神爱我。
And I find that extraordinary.
我觉得那是了不得的一件事。
I give him so much problem.
我一生给他很多的难处。
I argue with him.
我跟他辩论。
I complain.
我抱怨。
I'm always slow to obey him.
我很顺服他很慢。
I think to myself, why does the Lord love me?
常常就说，神啊，你为什么爱上我呢？
But listen, out of that incredible love of God for Jacob comes the predestinating power and grace of God.
在神坐在雅各身上的这一个改变的故事，显出神预定与他的能力的恩典。
He will not let Jacob go.
他一直对雅各不放手。
He follows him.
他一直跟着他。
He watches over him.
他看顾他。
He arranges all his circumstances.
他所有的遭遇都是神为他安排的。
He arranges his relationships.
他与任何人的关系
也是
神安排的。每一步。
He brings him to the place where for the first time he sees himself.
神每一步带领他到一个程度，他能够真正看见他自己什么样子。
We are not dealing with an unconverted person.
这里不是一个没有信神的人。
This man under the old covenant is a child of God.
这个人在旧约的底下，他是神的孩子。
He bears in his body the mark of circumcision.
他的身上有割礼的记号。
He is one of God's covenant people.
他是在旧约里面中间的一个选民。
He is one of those to whom God has covenanted to be faithful.
神在跟他之间有一个约，是信实不会改变的。
He never leaves him.
神从来没有离开过他。
Until finally, he transforms him.
一直到神把他整个改变。
The story of Jacob is incredible.
雅各的故事是难以想象的。
It is your story.
也是你的故事。
And it is my story.
也是我的故事。
Maybe you don't quite see it. Maybe you're too respectable.
可能你是受人的尊敬，你很难想象你是一个雅各。
Too sweet.
或者你觉得你很甜。
Too pure.
很纯洁。
Too unsinful.
不带有罪。
To be able to see yourself as God sees you.
你看你自己，你很难看神怎么看你。
But the story of Jacob.
但是雅各的故事。
Is your story.
是你的故事。
And it is my story.
也是我的故事。
And the amazing thing is that God can take a man like Jacob.And reveal himself to him.
惊奇的事情，神能够拣选一个人像雅各一样的，然后让他认识他的自己是什么样的一个面貌。
I have seen God face to face.
我面对面见到主。
And I have lived.
却能够活着。
He was never the same again.
从那一天起，雅各就变了，他再不是以前那个雅各。
Now he bore another mark in his body.
他的身上又带着一个标记。
He lived for the rest of his life.
从那一天起，他成为瘸子了。
There is an old saying. God can only trust.A man who lives.
有一个古言是这样说：神只能信那个走路有瘸腿的人。
Only when God has made us lame.
只有当神把他变成一个瘸子。
Only when God has waked us.
只有当神把我们叫醒的时候。
Only when God has broken us.
只有当神把我们打破的时候
，Are we safe？
我们得救吗
？The story of Jacob，
雅各的故事。
The name Jacob itself is interesting。
这个人的本身是蛮有意思的。
You will remember the story. It is in Genesis 25。
他的故事是在创世纪二十五章开始。
Rebecca became aware that something was happening inside.
利百加觉得自己肚子里面有些事情发生了。
She was having a very bad time.
她的怀孕是非常的痛苦的。
These two babies were having a fight inside of her.
因为这是一个双生子在肚子里面打架。
Not so strange because they spent the rest of their lives fighting with each other.
生下来以后还是打。
And still to this day.
今天还在打。
But here within her, she felt something and she inquired of the Lord.
所以她就去祷告。
And the Lord said, there are two nations in your womb.
神的答案说，你肚子里面有两个民族。
And the elder shall serve the younger.
将来大的要侍奉小的。
And when the time came for them to be born,
然后有一天时候满足出生了,
Esau was the firstborn by a minute or two.
以扫早出来一分钟。
And fast on Esau came Jacob.
接着就弟弟出来。
With his arm twisted round the heel of his brother.
可是手却紧紧地拽住他哥哥的后跟。
So his parents called him Yaakov.
所以他的父母就给他起名雅各夫，就是雅各。
Someone who is, it's a play on the word heel and the word twist.
这个雅各夫的希伯来文是抓着，扭着抓着他的后跟，这个两个字拼起来的。
It, the idea is supplanter.
这个字整个加起来的意思就是一个心术不正的人。
The easiest way to understand it is in slang in English, twister.
就是一个劝友的人。
His name was Twister. And he lived up to it.
他一辈子就是这样的一个性格。
It was prophetic.
这个名字有预言性。
Now, just before you begin to think, ah, well, I'm not like that, I'm different.
那你听完你说，啊，我不是这种人，我跟他完全不一样。
Let me read you one single verse from Jeremiah chapter 17.
那我读一节圣经，你大概可以明白。
And verse 9.
耶利米书十七章第九节。
This is how it reads in the English.
英文是这样翻译，然后中文是这样翻译。
The heart is deceitful above all things, and it is exceedingly corrupt. Who can know it?
中文的翻译说，人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？
But in the Hebrew,
希伯来文是这样说。
We suddenly discover the heart. Is Jacob.
那么在这里，这个人心比万物都诡诈的这个希伯来文是讲的，雅各。
It is the word Yaakov.
就是这个字。
From which we get the name Yaakov. You can understand, you don't have to put that in Chinese.
就是雅各，这里人心的诡诈也是雅各同音字。
You know, it's very interesting.
是很有意思的。
Your heart is Jacob.
你的心已经雅各化了。
You have within you
在我们的里面,
the same problem.
我们跟雅各有同样的问题。
Maybe you haven't yet had the circumstances to bring it out.
你可能还没有来到那个光景，把你这个心里面的 真正的黑暗抖出来。
Maybe you haven't got the intelligence.
可能你还没有雅各聪明。
To exploit it.
然后用他的手法。
But it's all there.
但是都隐藏在你的心中。
No wonder the Lord said in the pattern prayer, lead us not into temptation.
所以主教导门徒的祷告说，不要救我们脱离。 试探,
but deliver us from the evil one.
救我们脱离凶恶。
There's so much to say about Jacob.
要讲雅各的话, 故事可长了。
The first thing I want to underline is the impossible, seemingly incurable self-life.
头一个点我要指出来的，雅各的生命是一个没有希望，是一个朽木不可雕的生命。
Some people paint a picture of Jacob as if he was an obvious Tuyad gangster.
有的人说他根本就是彻头彻尾的黑帮领袖。
Others paint a picture that he was bloodless, anemic, spineless, an interior decorator. A kind of effeminate man.
那也有人形容他是一个女性化的 专门只是在躲在家里面做一点室内装修的人。
All these are absolutely wrong.
但是这些形容都错。
They're based on misunderstandings of the record.
因为这些形容词跟圣经的记录不符合。
Jacob was an incredibly attractive man.
雅各是一个非常有磁性的男人。
His mother loved him.
他的妈妈喜欢他。
And so did Rachel.
拉结也喜欢他。
From the moment he kissed her.
他一吻就定了情了。
7 years she had to wait.
他能够为这个女人等了7年。
And just to put the story right, so did Leah. What did they see in this anemic, spineless, bloodless man?
他的姐姐莉亚对他也很钟情。
It is very interesting that when Jacob ran away from home,
当雅各逃走的时候,
and came to the country where his uncle lived,
来到他舅舅的家乡,
he saw the shepherds.
他就看到这些牧羊人。
He said to them, why aren't you watering the flock?
他就问他你们怎么不用水喂养这些羊呢?
No, they said.
不用。
We all have to wait till we're all here.
我们要等到大家都到了。
The stone over the well was so big that it needed more than one man to move it.
因为这个井口这个大的石头需要好几个男人来搬，我们人不够，搬不动。
But when Rachel appeared,
但是这个拉结来了。
Jacob single-handedly moved the stone.
他一个人就把石头搬开了。
So much for this idea that he was some unattractive, spineless, weak interior decorator.
所以刚刚讲的那个形容词就完全不符合圣经这个实际的故事。
The problem with Jacob was not that he deliberately did things that were wrong.
雅各 他并不是一个故意要做错事的人。
The problem with Jacob was an irrepressible self-love.
而是他这个人完全是以自我为中心造成他这些行动。
He could not help it.
他不得不这样做。
He had incredible business acumen.
他有一个做生意的脑袋。
In this, the Jews and the Chinese are together.
他的是中国人跟犹太人的总和。
Incredible business acumen.
他真是有一个生意的脑袋。
He could not see the possibility of profit without immediately clinching the matter.
所以他做每一个决定一定要想到能够赚多少钱，有什么利益。
It's interesting. He could not see the possibility of making some money. He had to go for it.
他在每一个角度的时候一定想我这个行动能够赚多少钱，他一定要朝这个方向去。
When his brother came in, this great big hunter,
他的哥哥是一个个子很壮的一个猎士，打猎的猎人。
An outdoor life.
过户外生活的人。
He came in.
他来了。
Apparently Jacob was a good cook as well.
他这个弟弟呢烧了一手大概不错的菜。
And so immediately, his brother came in famished.
哥哥饿着肚子进来。
And he saw lentil soup.
他一看，哎，红豆汤。
He didn't even inquire what it was. He just said, let me have a swallow. That's it in Hebrew. Let me have a swallow of that soup.
哥哥就说, 诶, 来一口吧。
And Jacob said, not till you sign on the dotted line.
麦女, 先签字。
You give me your birthright and swear before God.
向天发誓, 把你的长子名分卖给我。
And you can have as much of this soup as you want.
这一锅子都是你的。
And for a mess of pottage, as the old version puts it, lentil soup,
yeah.
Esau despised his birthright.
所以圣经就记了这一笔, 以扫轻看他长子的名分, 为着一碗汤。
If that was not bad enough, Jacob stole the blessing of his aged father.
后来他还骗了他的父亲，把那个祝福也用手法骗过来。
The blessing for the firstborn.
就是长子的祝福。
You know, Rebecca was an extraordinary woman.
他的母亲利百加也是了不得的女人。
I have to be careful what I say, but I must say it.
我要小心地讲，但是我还是要讲出来。
Jewish women would rule the world if they could.
如果可能的话，犹太的女人是想要统治世界。
And so would Chinese.
当然，中国女人也不例外。
They share this common ancestry in my estimation.
因为他们老祖宗是一个。
She was a remarkable woman.
利百加是一个了不得的人。
She overheard Esau speaking with blind Isaac.
这个他听见这个以扫讲的话。
Listen, she said to Jacob.
他就对弟弟说,
Don't argue. Do exactly what I say.
不要跟我辩论。
Go and get two kids.
把带了两个羊。
And I'm going to make the kind of broth that your father loves.
然后把它，我要烧一个汤，是你爸爸喜欢的。
Jacob said, very good.
弟弟说，好啊。
But supposing he feels me.
那他如果摸摸我怎么办？
Don't worry, Rebecca.
妈妈说，没关系。
I've already got the plan.
我有计划的。
I will take the softest part of the kid, and I will make like gloves for you.
我会用这个小两个小羊羔的羊毛做两个手套给你戴上，然后颈子上也挂起来。
I'll dress you up in Esau's clothes, for he keeps them here with me.
然后把你哥哥的衣服给你穿上。And
your father will not know.
你爸爸看不出来。And
the worst thing of all was that twice Jacob lied to the blind, aged Isaac.
然后他 撒了两个谎在他的父亲面前。
Are you Esau? He said.
他问他，你是以扫吗？
I am.
他说我是啊。
Said Jacob. Funny, he said. It's the voice of Jacob and the smell of Esau.
不对啊，声音好像是雅各的声音，可是味道却是哥哥的味道，怎么回事？
Won't a curse come on me, Jacob said to his mother before they did this.
那在这个计谋要行使以前，他这个小儿子问妈妈说，会不会有咒诅啊？
Don't worry about it, she said.
妈妈说，别担心。
The curse will be on me.
如果有咒诅，就是在我身上。
And it was.
那的确是如此。
She never saw her beloved son again.
就那天离开以后，再也没看到这个儿子了。
He fled for his life.
儿子亡命而逃。
Now here is something amazing about this Jacob.
这个雅各是稀奇。
He had a self-life that he could not discipline.
他的这一个自我的生命是没有办法约束的。
It's so powerful.
在他里面他无法控制。
So energetic,
而且充满了能这个冲劲。
Do you know that the Lord appeared to this man? Now, wouldn't you think this extraordinary? He'd stolen the birthright. He'd stolen the blessing of the firstborn. He'd deceived his aged father. And now the Lord gives him one of the most extraordinary revelations in the Bible.
你看整个故事很稀奇。 他骗了他，把他的哥哥的长子名分捞来了，然后又把爸爸骗了，得到他的祝福，然后又撒了两次的谎。这样的一个人，居然当他离家的时候，神来找到他，要祝福他。It
was a ladder.
然后他看见一个天梯。He
went up from the earth to heaven.
从地一直达到天。
And on it were angels going up and down and up and down.
然后看到有神的使者上去下来。
And above, to one side, was the Lord.
然后在梯的一边是神。
And Jacob understood it.
他懂。
He understood this was the death of his self-life.
他懂这个故事是讲到他己生命的结束。
Which is more than many Christians understand.
而今天很多基督徒却不懂。
He understood this. He said, this is none other than the house of God.
他梦醒了以后，他说，这个不是别的，乃是神的家。
This is a fearful place.
这是一个可畏的地方。
No wonder. Spontaneously his self-life knew this is the end.
他的己生命这个时候，他知道有个直觉，完了。
So incurable was that self-life of Jacob. You would have thought he would have been flat on his face before God, not Jacob.
他的己生命一面是知道他来到结束，他应该是脸贴在地上，可是不是这个人脸还是抬着抬头的。This
was wonderful, Lord.
他跟神说：“这个了不得啊！”Now
listen. If you will look after me,
上帝啊，如果你照顾我。
He never said, I'm running away because I've done something wrong.
他并没有神说，我现在逃命是因为我做错事了。
He said, if you look after me,
那你照顾我的话,
feed me,
养我的话,
clothe me,
给我穿衣服,
take full responsibility for me,
我所有的责任你都承担的话,
and bring me back here, Lord,
有一天你把我带回来,
to this very spot,
回到这里,
this stone that I have set up,
这个我浇油的石头,
will be the house of God.
那一天就成为神的家。
I will build you a house right on this spot.
我在这个地方为你建一个家。
He bargained with the Lord.
他连上帝都讨价还价。
It is incredible. If anything gives you a picture of this man, here it is.
所以这个图画就说出这个人的本性，就是这么一个人。
He was not undone by this incredible vision of the house of God.
这个天 的意象并没有把他打垮。
This communication between heaven and earth,
这里有天与地的交流,
and earth and heaven,
然后地到天，天上天到地上来。
This relationship to the Lord,
这个跟神的关系,
we call this the body of our Lord Jesus.
我们说这就是神在地上的身体。
The head is in heaven,
头在天上,
we are on earth.
我们在地上,
they're joined together,
然后连在一起,
heavenly communication.
这是跟天有来往,
and ministry, and much else.
有许许多多都在这个意象里面包含了。
You would have thought that this would have undone Jacob.
你想这么大的意象应该让整个的雅各,
not at all.
根本不是这样。
Dear Lord, if you do this for me,
神啊, 如果你在我身上做这几件事,
I'll give you a tenth of everything.
我呢就奉献十分之一给你。
Isn't that amazing?
这个人是了不得的一个人。
You would have thought the Lord would have said, I've had enough. This is just about it.
你会想,如果是上帝的话,哎呀,这个家伙无药可救了。
I mean, one would have thought the power of God would have struck him dead.
如果我有上帝的能力,我早就一下子把他打死了。
这种人。 So amazing is the love of God.
但是很稀奇,神的爱。
Jacob was a bargainer.
他是一个讨价还价的人。
As soon as he got to his uncle, he started bargaining.
他到他舅舅那里又开始讨价还价。
Interestingly, over Rachel. Can you believe it?
他就是为着这个他的女儿在讨价还价。
Not normal to bargain over someone you love very greatly and want to marry, but Jacob, he bargained 7 years.
他为了这个他并不爱的女人拉结，在那里跟他讨价还价。
That's my wages.
七年。
That's all. 7 years.
我为你效命七年。
Bargain.
随时讨价还价。
Later on, he bargained over the sheep and the goats.
然后后来为着那个山羊绵羊也在讨价还价。
He said to his uncle,
跟他舅舅说
，Look, I'll continue to work for you.
我还给你干活。
I will just have all the spotted, streaked goats and sheep.
我的条件就是所有有斑点有这个纹的给我属于我的。
Well, Uncle Laban thought that was a pretty good bargain.
舅舅想想，这个可以啊，可以啊，划得来。
Sort them out and take them.
好了，你就把有斑有点的带走吧。
And then Jacob, how can I explain it? He took these poplar things, stripped them, and put them in front of the ewes, you know, when they drank.When they mated. And lo and behold, they all had streaked and speckled.
他就照圣经告诉我们，把这个杨树的皮扒下来，然后把这个树就当这个羊交配的时候，就放在他们面前，然后这里面大概有一些化学作用，所以生出来的羊就是有斑有点的。
Now, but zoologists and scientists have wrestled with this. What was it that Jacob did?
后来的遗传学家也好，化学家也好，研究到底雅各耍了什么手段，让这个事情发生。
There is a very interesting small article on this in the Encyclopedia Judaica.
在就犹太人的百科全书里头有讨论这么一个专题。
Scientists in Israel have discovered that Jacob actually was onto something.
那犹太人的这些化学家研究这个问题的时候，发现雅各是懂得一些事情。
I need Christian Chen to explain this. Not
需要陈博士来解释。
But it worked, and before long, Jacob had enormous flock.And Laban had smaller and smaller.
因着这一个事情，后来雅各的羊就越来越多，他舅舅的羊就越来越少。
It doesn't matter where you turn, this man's incurable.
所以不管你怎么整他，这个人是无药可救。
All these, let me say the second thing. The divinely predestined.Arrangements.
这个人蒙神拯救是因为神老早就拣选他。
You know the Lord never kept, I must be careful what I'm saying, but the Lord never kept Jacob on a short lead. He had one of those leads you have for thou dogs, you know, that they can go right over there, a long way, and then you pull them back to bed.
神从来没有让雅各有一个比较短的线，是给他比较长的线绳子。
All these arrangements and relationships were predestined by God.
他一生所碰到的人，不管什么人，都是神老早安排好的。
Every bit of it.
每一个人。
Actually, the Lord.Meant to give Jacob the birthright.
神本来就是要把长子的名分给他的。
He meant him to have the blessing.
那个长子的祝福也是神愿意给他的。
It was Jacob's flesh life, his self life, that made all the problem.
但是他造成那么多的问题。是他的己身命，他自己这个人的诡诈搞出来的。
He couldn't leave it to God.
因为他信不过神，不能让神来做。
He had to do it himself.
他认为我才靠得住，我来做。
No, the Lord said that's all right. You do it yourself, and you'll suffer the consequences.
所以神说，你既然这样子相信你自己，你要做，那你就干吧，你承担一切的后果。
And then the Lord made all the arrangements.
所以神就在旁边把所有的事情安排好。
The other biggest twister in the Middle East was labor.
所以神安排一个中东第二个摔跤手就是诡诈的人就是他舅舅。
So the Lord just simply arranged everything.
所以神就是简单的安排了一些大的环境。
That Jacob fell into the arms of the other biggest twister in the Middle East.
所以这个雅各就跑陷到他舅舅的手里。
And those two twisted each other for 21 years.
然后这两个就勾心斗角了21年。
In every single way.
大小事都在斗。
Interestingly, Jacob was totally unaware of himself.
但是他看不见自己。
He spoke of your father, he said to Rachel. Your father has changed my wages 10 times.
他对他老婆说你爸爸改了我工价十次。
It's all Laban's fault.
这都是你爸爸的错。
He never thought there was anything wrong with him. But the worst thing was working 7 years for Rachel.
他从来没想到自己有什么错。最糟糕他后来为着这一个他爱的拉结又干了7年。
And the book says that it was just as if it was a few days for the love he had for them.
但是圣经告诉我们七年如同几天。
Then came the wedding.
然后婚礼来了。
The Jewish wedding.
犹太人的婚礼。
Big
affair. 大事。
Everybody there.
大家都来参加。
Dim lights.
灯光。
Lots of wine.
很多的酒。
And poor Jacob. He woke up the next morning to find it was Leah.
第二天醒过来一看，哎，是利亚，不是拉结。
Now he was enraged.
所以他发脾气了。
How could you do this to me?
你怎么能骗我
？My uncle.
你是我的舅舅。
My mother's brother.
是我妈妈的弟弟。
A near relative.
是我的近亲啊。
You twisted me.
你跟我骗我。
7 years I've worked for Rachel.
我为他效命七年。
And now I've ended up with Leah.
我现在得到的却是这个丑恶的姐姐。
Then Laban was not the least bit outdone. He simply said, "That's all right. Give 1 week for the wedding celebrations, and next week we'll have Rachel's wedding."
没有问题，好说话。我们先这个礼拜婚礼庆祝一番，下个礼拜我们再举行一个婚礼。
And you work another 7 years.
你再为我的这个女儿卖命7年。
Isn't that amazing?
何等奇怪。
Now listen to this.
注意听。
When God is going to change us, transform us into the image of His beloved Son.He arranges our circumstances and our relationships.
你会发现神在一个人身上要改变我们磨成他儿子的形象，你就会发觉神就安排我们的环境，神就安排我们所要碰到的人，我们的人与人之间关系。
It is a Laban Jacob.Jacob Laban relationship.
你就会发现就是拉班与雅各，雅各与拉班之间的故事。
Now you begin to see yourself.
只有经过这个你才能看见自己。
Never once did it enter Jacob's head, my twin brother, I deceived him.
他从来不认为他骗了他哥哥有任何的错。
My twin brother.
他是我双生的兄弟。
I took advantage of him, I cheated him.
我骗了他。
My aged father.
我的老父亲。
I lied to him.
我骗他。
I deceived him.
我使他错觉了。
Never once did it come into Jacob's mind.
但他从来没有认为自己这个是做错的。
Till at the end of 21 years,
然后神让他经过这21年
he had begun to see himself in Laban.
他就看见他自己在他舅舅身上
and saw himself in Leah.
也看到他自己在利亚的身上
sweet Leah.
啊，利亚是何等的甜呢？
She was obviously as twisted as Jacob.
其实利亚也跟他是一个货色。
I mean, Laban had to say to her, "Now, my girl, you keep your big mouth shut. We'll veil you right down to the foot. Walk like your sister. Don't open your mouth, and the deed will be done."
这个爸爸那天结婚的时候，一定是跟他讲说，把你不要讲话，我把你打扮的脸也盖起来。走路要学你姐姐的那个走妹妹那个走法
she was,
不要说话
she was in it.
然后这个姐姐就
she was part of it.
照着爸爸所有的指示照着去做
Mother probably said to her dear If you don't do this you're going to be left on the shelf
妈妈就跟这个女儿说如果你没有照爸爸这个路去方法去做的话你这辈子就嫁不出去了
It was all...Jacob began to wake up.
所以这一切雅各就醒过了。
He never thought an evil thought ever entered the mind of Rachel.
他从来没有想过拉杰会有坏脑筋。
But when he fled from Uncle Laban,
当他要逃离舅舅家的时候
，Uncle Laban followed with a posse of men.
舅舅在后面带了一群人追
啊。Enraged,
非常生气。
What have you done?
你怎么这样干呢
？You've skulked out of the home.
你把我们家偷了东西跑了。
You didn't let me see my daughters.
你还不通知我一声
？My grandchildren.
看我的女儿，看我的孙女。
And he said, "You stole the household gods."
你把我们家里的家神给偷走了。
Then Jacob said, "Don't be ridiculous."
啊，这怎么可能？荒谬。
I wouldn't touch your household god.
我这辈子从来没有碰过你的这个家神。
Now these household idols were actual title deeds to property.
这个地方的习俗是这个偶像其实也代表这个财产的这个拥有
Do you understand?
所有权状。
He said, search everything.
他说那你查吧。
And Uncle Laban, who knew his nephew, said, "Yes, I will."
所以他说查查
And he searched everywhere.
他到处找
And Hebrew says he touched everything.
他就每一件事情就摸一摸
You have to be Jewish to understand that. He touched everything.
他每一个都去摸一摸
He didn't just sort of look around.
他不是只是看两眼
He went everywhere, feeling everything. And when he came to Rachel, she said, "Papa, don't touch me. I'm not feeling so good."
到他宝贝女儿面前，这个女儿就说：“今天你不要碰我，我觉得我全身不舒服。”
She was sitting on the camel saddle.
因为她坐在这个骆驼的这个背上。
Well, you know the kind of camel saddle is quite big.
那个垫子很大，她就坐在上面。
And he said, "I won't touch you, dear."
Oh, 爸爸说我不会碰你的。
And underneath the saddle were all the household gods.
可是他下面全都是这个家里的这个家神偶像。
So she was as much a twister as both her father and her husband.
所以她跟她爸爸跟她丈夫都是一样。
Now, for the first time, listen to me. For the first time in his life.Jacob knew himself.
这是他一生第一次看见他自己在这些人身上。
He saw himself in Laban.
他在舅舅身上看他自己。
He saw himself in Leah.
他在利亚的身上看见他。
And he saw himself in his beloved Rachel.
在拉杰的身上也看见他的影子。
Then he was sick.
他就病了。
He was sick of himself.
他对他自己非常的 痛恨。
Then came home what he'd done to his twin brother.
然后他就想到他对他双生的兄弟。
To his aged father.
对他的父亲对不起。
To his uncle Laban.
也对不起他的舅舅。
The whole focal point of God's dealings with Jacob was centered on one little spot called Jabbok.
神整个在这个人身上所做工的那个中心点叫做 Jacob， 亚伯的渡口。
Yeah. And it is interesting again in the Hebrew that Jabbok means crossing.
这个亚伯渡口是过去到对岸去。
A wadi, a seasonal river. And Ako, Jacob, and Yaabek wrestle.
这个地方是讲到摔跤，在那个地方他们摔跤。
It's not coincidence.
这不是一个意外。
It's all in the book.
这都是在圣经里面讲的。
Now Jacob, listen. In the words we read earlier, and Jacob was left alone.
我们刚刚读那段圣经的时候说。只剩下雅各一个人。
This is an aloneness that every child of God has to come to.
这个经验是每一个神的儿女都要被带到这个程度。
Your wife cannot help you.
你的妻子。
Your husband cannot help you.
你的丈夫帮不了。
Your parents cannot help you.
你的父母帮不了。
Your children cannot help
you. 你的孩子帮不了。
Your friends cannot help you.
你的朋友也帮不了。
Those who meet most of you spiritually cannot help you.
所有你周围的人都帮不了你。
You have to be alone.
你必须是一个人。
You got.Laban behind you.
拉班在你后头。
And Esau in front of you.
以扫在你前头。
And no one. And now you know yourself.
除了你就是你，还是你，你要认识你的自己。
Every child of God.Has sooner or later to come to their Jabbok.
每一个神的儿女，有一天神要把你带到亚伯渡口。
It's a divine appointment.
这是神与你的约会。
It is amazing what happened to Jacob.
在雅各的身上发生的事是很稀奇的。
Are you still awake?
你还醒的吗？
Still take in what I'm saying. It is amazing. And Jacob and a man wrestled with Jacob.
然后在那里就有一个人出现跟他摔跤。
Who was this man?
那这个人是谁呀？
In Hosea, he is called the angel of the Lord.
在何西阿书说这个人是神的天使。
Stephen mentioned it that when we have that term, it is normally the Lord Jesus.
在圣经里面用到这个词汇的时候，常常是指着耶稣基督在旧约的时候。
Who was this man?
这个人是谁
？Who provoked Jacob?
来向他挑战。
Who wrestled with him?
与他摔跤。
And Jacob wrestled with this man.
雅各跟他摔跤。
All night.
整夜。
And this man said, let me go.
然后这个人摔到那个时候就说让我走吧。
And Jacob said, I will not let you go till you bless me.
但是雅各却说我不放你除非你祝福我。
This blessing wasn't this bless you.
这个祝福可不是说说祝福就算了。
Cheap little thing.
那太便宜了。
This was transformation.
这个祝福是改变。
I will not let you go.
我不让你走。
Until you bless me，
直到你祝福改变我。
The Lord touched his thigh。
这个人就摸了他大腿窝。
Who was this man？
他是谁啊
？It was the Lord Jesus。
就是主耶稣。
Here you have an enactment of Calvary。
这个经历就是加略山的经历。
Who made himself so weak that he could be nailed to a cross？
谁让耶稣这样的软弱到一个程度，他所造的人可以把他钉在十字架上
？In order to transform。
这样他才能够改变我们这个罪人，
change you into his likeness，
他才能够把我们变成他的模样。
It was the Lord Jesus。
这个人必须是耶稣基督。
In whose face did the light of the knowledge of the glory of God shine？
谁的脸上能够有神的光照在他的脸上，能够显出神的荣耀？是耶稣基督。
Where did it shine the strongest? On Calvary。
在那个加略山上 是最强的显出最大的荣耀。
We have it in 2 Corinthians 4 chapter 6。
我们刚刚读过哥林多后书第六章。
Let light shine out of darkness. Remember how it goes? That God said, light shall shine out of darkness, who shined in our hearts to give the illumination or the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus the Messiah.
第四章第六节，那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里，叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
Beloved brother, beloved sister, listen to me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，请你注意听。
That heavenly man,
那一个属天的人，
The Messiah Jesus,
耶稣基督，
He made himself weak，
他把自己变成软弱，
so that Jacob could prevail，
让雅各可以赢，
so that he could change him from Jacob into Israel，
因着这个原因就让雅各变成以色列。
I wish I could put it more clearly，
我但愿能够讲得更清楚一点。
Why do you think God calls himself the mighty one of Jacob?
为什么神称他自己的有一个名字叫做雅各的全能者呢？
The mighty one of Jacob.
雅各的全能者。
But Jacob prevailed against him.
好像那一天是雅各摔跤赢了。
Only someone powerful of God could allow himself to become weak.
只有这个全能者使他自己变成好像软弱，让他能够赢。
That he might save and transform.
也只有这样才能够救他，来改变他。
What is your name? said the Lord.
神问他，你叫什么名字？
Jacob, said Jacob.
雅各说，我就是叫雅各。
He could have said, I'm Abraham's grandson.
他可以回答说，我是亚伯拉罕的孙子。
I'm Isaac's son.
我是这个以撒的儿子。
He said, My name is Twister.
他说，我的名字是摔跤者。
Facing stark reality，
因为他面对这个残酷的现实。
Now the Lord said, You shall no more be called Twister. You shall be called Israel.
神就对他说，从今以后你不再叫雅各，要叫以色列。
This extraordinary name Israel has a deliberately has a number of possible meanings.
这个名字是神有意的把好几个丰富的意思放在里头。
God prevails.
神赢了。
God moves.
神掌权。
God persists.
神坚持。
All of it.
这几个意思都有。
Another way of looking at it.
另外一个角度。
Jacob prevailed.
也是以雅各赢了。
With God.
与神一起。
It's a kind of pun, if you understand.
这是一个pun, 是一个。
A pun, what is that in Chinese? Nobody can help.
双关语。
You take a word and you
yeah.
play on it.
Yeah. 双关语吧。
Got it? Here again, listen. Prince with God.
神的王子。
Prince of God.
神与神一同作王。
Listen to the Hebrew. Sa-el.
希伯来话叫 Sa-el.
Prince.
与神同作王子
Prince of God
神的王子
Isn't this amazing?
这个字的含义很丰富
Now, I must finish Jacob was never the same I have seen the face of God And I have lived
从那天起雅各就完全改变了他说我见到神的面却没有死亡
For the rest of his life he lived
他的前面的日子他活在神面前
And God trusted him
神相信这个人
He had to bear his son their deceit He saw Jacob in them
他看到这些人的后裔是有雅各的性
特性 It's an amazing story.
是稀奇的故事
The old manipulator
这一个老的非常诡诈的一个人
Broken
却被神打碎了
And the prince with God born
然后新出来的却是神的王子
A man who has power with God.
这个人在神面前有能力。
Jacob never felt the need of anything. He got it all within himself.
他本来是一个一切自给自足有本事的人。
Now for the rest of his life.
但从那一天起
he had to use a staff.
他要带一个拐杖走路。
He was a changed man.
从那一天起他完全变了。
He was a bargainer.
他以前是一个讨价还价的人。
Now he was a giver.
现在他却能够把祝福给别人。
He was an acquirer.
他是一个能够求问神的人。
Now he was someone who always gave a worship.
他是一个能够敬拜神的人。
The last picture we have of Jacob is by faith. When he was dying, he blessed the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning on his staff.
他最后的一幅图画，他离开这个世界之前，他能够祝福约瑟的两个儿子。然后扶着杖头敬拜神。
A bargainer can never be a worshipper.
一个到处想要这个占便宜、讨价还价的人，永远不会做敬拜神的人。
An acquirer always quarreling, quarreling, quarreling.
一个喜欢竞争的人，他一直一辈子都是在那里与人斗。
He's hardly ever a giver.
他不可能成为一个给人祝福的人。
And one who steals blessings.
一个把人家的祝福偷来的人。
He's never a channel of blessing.
他不可能成为一个祝福的管道。
But now an incredible thing. Jacob is so broken of his self-life that it had to be by faith he blessed. And by faith he worshipped.
现在神在他身上把他彻底的改变，他能够成为一个因信而敬拜神的人，也成为一个因信祝福人的神。
God had done such a work in this human being.
神在这个人的身上做了了不得的事。
The last picture we have of him.
这个人的图画，最后一个图画。
Is a channel of blessing.
他是一个祝福人的管道。
A worshipper.
一个敬拜神的人。
You know that when he went down into Egypt.
他往埃及去的时候。
Pharaoh wanted to meet him.
当地的法老王要见他。
The greatest potentate of the superpower of the day.
是当代最大的一个世界的大国的君王。
And when he met him,
当这个君王见到他的时候，
he intuitively knew,
这个王马上知道，
he had met someone far greater than himself.
他碰到的这个人是比他大多了。
You remember? He asked,Jacob, the twister, the bargainer, the acquirer, the stealer of blessings, to bless him.
他就问了这一个老人，是以前是这样的背景，可是现在他说，
It is an amazing picture, the aged Jacob placing his hands upon Pharaoh.And blessing him.
你要看到这个老人打开他的双手，祝福这个当代的君王，在他的面前祝福他。
The effect was so great that when Jacob died, they gave him a state funeral.
这个影响大到一个程度，当老雅各死了，这一个以色列埃及的王给他一个。国葬。
Dear brother, dear sister, what does it mean to be conformed to the image of God's Son?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，什么意思叫做磨成神儿子的形象呢？
It means, as dear brother Stephen said, the glory of God.
就是我们这一次江弟兄所用的词汇，神的荣耀。
It is as simple as that.
就是这样的一个简单的解释。
Jacob was dust.
他本来是尘土。
You would have said rubbish.
或者你说他是个垃圾。
Not material for the kingdom of heaven.
这个人根本不是天国的材料。
But he ended in glory.
但是你看他的人的结局却是在荣耀里。
And it reminds me of the words of the Apostle Peter.
彼得他的话这样说
The God of all grace, who called you unto his eternal glory in the Messiah Jesus.
彼得的话说，荣耀的神呼召我们有份于这一个永远的荣耀。
I think we've said it all.
我想我们要说的话都说了。
At least what I have to say.
我要说的话都说了。
Who is boss in your life?
你生命中的老板是谁？
You know, it is very interesting about Jacob. The Lord Jesus said, Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
主耶稣的话曾经说，清心的人有福了，因为他们必得见神。
From one point of view, Jacob was anything but pure in heart.
雅各，你可以说他是什么人都可以说，但是他绝对不是一个清心的人。
Yet the difference between him and Esau was this.
但是他跟他哥哥的差别在这个点上。
Deeper than his self life.
在他的己生命里头。
Deeper than all his business acumen.
要比他的这个生意经还更深。
Deeper than his profit mentality.
要比他的想赚钱的意识更深。
Deeper than the energy that was in him.
要比他这个蛮有冲劲的能力更深。
The natural power of his flesh.
他天然人的能力。
Was a desire for God.
就是一个他有一个愿望要为着神。
That's why he wanted the bless the birthright.
因着这个缘故他要长子的名分。
He saw it as something eternal.
因为他知道这是永远的。
That's why he wanted the blessing.
这也是他要他祝福的原因。
He saw it as something eternal.
因为他看见了永远的这个性质。
Hear then, dear child of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
It's a cause of tremendous comfort to us.
这里对我们有一个很大的安慰。
God loves you.
神爱你。
And he has predestined you to be conformed to the image of his son.
神老早预定了你要磨成神儿子的形象。
The key,
但是钥匙
is the lordship.
就是他在你的身上的主权。
The lordship of the Lord Jesus.
耶稣基督在你身上的主权。
Is he Lord?
他到底是你的主吗？
If he is,
如果他是你的主。
He will transform you.
那他就会改变你。
He will change you into his likeness.
他会把你改变像他一样。
He will use every circumstance.
他要用各样的环境。
However dark.
不管怎么样的黑暗。
Every single problem. Every tribulation.
你碰到的每一个问题，每一个灾难。
He will use every relationship.
每一个关系。
Change
来改变你
into his life,
最后变成他的形状。
Praise the Lord.
感谢赞美主。
Beloved Lord,
亲爱的主啊，
We are all Jacobs.
我们都是雅各。
Some of us may not see ourselves in that way.
可能有些人并不认为如此。
But you see us.
但是你是这样看我们的。
All of us.
我们每一个都是如此
as Jacobs,
像雅各
Lord,
主啊
You have said Jacob I have loved
你说雅各是我所爱的
Take hold of us Lord
主啊抓住我们
Bring us to the place where we are prepared for you to be Lord
抓我们到一个地步我们预备好让你做我们的主
Bring us to the place whatever it costs where we are alone
带我们到一个地步我们必须单独的面对你
Where we have no hope but you
我们除你以外就没有路了
Bring us to the place
求你带我们到那个地步
Where the light of the knowledge of the glory of your glory in the face of our Lord Jesus shines into us
让我们能够看见在耶稣面上的光照到我们的心里
Do it Lord for your glory
求你为着你的荣耀在我们身上做这个工。
We ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.